Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I'm Rosemary Buck. Hello out there in Radioland. We're excited to be launching our fourth season with the singer-songwriter duo Logan McKillop and Mika Ehrenberg from Manitoba. Both Logan and Mika take a lighthearted approach to exploring life, yet they are deeply aware and concerned about issues surrounding social injustice in Canada. Their playful way of life is strongly reflected in their songs, which cover topics such as lost love, traveling, drinking, and looking out for the well-being of others. The duo's music is an eclectic blend of influences from raw folk, smooth jazz, blues, energy and fueled bluegrass, and lonesome country. Both visited Haines Junction, Yukon, as part of their Home Roots concert tour that took them across northwestern Canada. We recorded Logan and Mika at a house concert on February 5th, 2016. Now let's have a listen to Logan McKillop and Mika Ehrenberg.
Ready to go, buddy?
I'm ready to go.
I'm going to start things off with a song I wrote. This one's called Bourbon Dreams.
Won't you lay me down?
tell you, darling, where I wanna go. Yeah, yeah, where we can have bourbon dreams. Where we can have bourbon dreams. Oh, where we can have bourbon dreams.
What an amazing room to play.
I know. This sounds crazy. Great in here, Sean.
That's, yeah.
You should definitely set up a recording studio right here. I invite you all to sing along in the chorus of this song. I know you all know the words. It's loosely based on our national anthem. Except this one is just a little bit different. I've modified it a little bit. So, but I'll cue you.
Mr. Harper, Mr. Harper's got a lot of people mad, but I can't remember what we thought we once had. Before he came along, it's the same sad song, singing goddamn the government blue.
Give that a try.
Singing goddamn the government blue.
Just beautiful.
And I ain't asking for the reasons why it takes a left wing and a right wing for this bird to fly. No matter which horse you place your bet on, we'll all end up singing this song.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Don't make it hard on me.
Don't make it hard on me.
Afghanistan is free.
Afghanistan is free. Let's buy some fighter jets and fire the scientists. Oh, Canada, what does it mean to be free? Parties are caught up in that political game. Got their minds on their money, and the money on their minds. Singing goddamn the government blues.
Alright.
Singing goddamn the government blues. To be free. Mr. Harper, Mr. Harper's got a lot of people mad, but I can't remember what we thought we once had. Before he came along, it's the same sad song, goddamn the government blues.
One more for good measure.
Singing goddamn the government blues.
Thank you.
Yes, this one's called the No Good Download Blues. Feel free to stomp along. Clap your hands, jump on the tables. Do whatever you gotta do.
Some days you win, you know, and some days you lose. Some days you win, and some days you lose. Yes, you do. When you're rolling with the whites, babe, you just stand up with the blues. One day you're right now, mama, you know the next day you're wrong. One day you're right and the next day you're wrong. Yes, you are. Most of the days we just along my camera. Here we go. It's where you're going, baby. You know it ain't where you've been. And it's where you're going, and it ain't where you've been. I ain't getting far, Lord, not with the shape I'm in. Call it bad luck, baby, but you know that ain't true. You call it bad luck, and that just ain't true. No, it ain't. It's just a classic case of the no good down low. Classic case of the no good down low blues. It's just a classic case of the no good down low blues. Standing
in line at the liquor store, purchasing a bottle of booze. Well, my jeans are torn and my shirt is worn, but at least I've got nice shoes. And I'll be needing them a little later on when I hit up the old dance floor. When tomorrow comes, I'll be heading back to the liquor store. You know it's Saturday, let's get real gone, all right.
know it won't take long. Come on now, darling, we can show up late, 'cause these things don't matter at the old South Gate. You hop in the car, drive to the bar, you park her the best you can, squeeze through the line, say sorry son, but I hope you understand that the bouncers here, they know me well, and they'll get me through the door. They've seen me here so many times, now I don't have to wait no more. You know it's Saturday, let's get real gone, old rye whiskey, you know it won't take long. Come on now, darling, we can show up late, 'cause these things don't matter at the old South Gate. Well, I got a pack of smokes and a big old toke out on the patio, and there's a couple of guys, they're looking real mean, and you know they're ready to go. But the locals here, them big old boys, they're ready to throw it down. You don't waltz in here starting shit if you ain't from this town. You know it's Saturday, let's get real gone, old rye whiskey, you know it won't take long. Come on now, darling, we can show up late, 'cause these things don't matter at the old South Gate. Take a walk, Mike, here we go. When the night is done, we've had our fun, and it's time to say goodbye. We'll grab a case of beer, sneak out of here, we'll slip out on the sly. And at the break of dawn, when the case is gone, you know I'll be thinking of you. That dirty old bar at the corner of 10 and 262. You know it's Tuesday, let's get real gone, old Lucky Lager, you know it won't take long. Late, 'cause these things don't matter at the old South Gate. These things don't matter at the old South Gate, 'cause it's the bar in this town. Come on now, baby, don't you wanna go down old South Gate? This song's called Out of the Blue. And I wrote this one last February. And it's about love ending and you not seeing it coming. Until you went walking So here I stand, a bitter and broken man, confused, but mostly sad, 'cause when you get the there ain't much that you can do but think about all of the things that you once had. And this ain't the first time, but this is the last. You'll tear me apart and break me in two. There is a fine line between giving someone a sign and breaking. There ain't much to say, if you want it to be this way, then that's the way it will be. 'Cause I made a vow that I would never allow anything to get in the way of what you need. And this ain't the first time, but this is the last. You'll tear me apart and break me in two. There is a fine line between giving someone a sign and breaking their heart out of the blue. You said I gotta talk to you, and you tell me you don't love me no more. And as we said goodbye, you till you went walking
Thank you. This one's called Lost in the Dark.
The sun is shining, it's a beautiful day. The winds are whining and the leaves are at play. But they're blowing away. The moon is burning, it's a beacon in the night. My heart is learning how to love someone right. How to hold someone tight. Nobody wants to be alone. Looking for a candle and a spark. I've been lost in the dark. For her to go, the winds they are sending out for snow, babe, and I'm feeling low. There's fire in the leaves and glass upon the lake. Good friends round the fire, we're here for the sake of the songs which we belong. Everybody can sing. Looking for a candle and a spark. I've been lost in the dark. Where do you go when you're feeling alone, when you have misplaced your home? If you are a candle, I'll be your spark. Together we'll no longer be lost in the dark. Where do you go when you're feeling alone, when you have misplaced your home? If you are a candle, I'll be your spark. Together we'll no longer be lost in the dark. Lost in the dark. Lost in the dark.
This is Jam Live, and you're listening to Logan McKillop and Mika Ehrenberg performing at a house concert in Haines Junction, Yukon.
The song's called Unlucky, and it's not the most uplifting tune, but it captures the moment, so...
When the ice begins to melt and the winter's change to spring begins, there's a shadow on the pain you felt. Could it last forever? And stop dragging you down. Every time you fall asleep. And stop feeling the weight of every word you speak. when a party gets to 3 a.m. And when a ghost becomes to be your friend. And when the light begins to show up on your horizon line, staring into the eyes of your soul. Well, you're gonna get old one day, brother. Well, you're gonna get old or die young and bold.
Topic of being unlucky. I'm going to tell you a story about a really shitty day I had in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. So about 3 or 4 years ago, I was on tour out to Montreal and back, and I was about 2 days away from getting back to home sweet home, Manitoba, and everything went downhill in Sault Ste. Marie. I was really hungry. I'd been driving all day, and I was trying to find a Pizza Hut. I had a Pizza Hut locked into my GPS, and so it started taking me there, but it started taking me to the Pizza Hut on the U.S. side of town, and did not warn me that my GPS was taking me to the U.S. side of town. So I was kind of a naive country boy and on the road at that point. So I showed up at the U.S. border, and I tried to explain to them that I had no business in going into the United States whatsoever. Hey, man, I'm just trying to find a Pizza Hut. Here's my GPS, as you can see. And they asked me what I was doing up there, because my plays were from Manitoba. And I told them that I was a folk singer on tour. And I guess that was my first mistake.
Second mistake.
First mistake.
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Okay, there's a lot of mistakes in this story. Yes, there's two. So they said, come with us. And they took me into a garage. We started playing 20 Questions, a very fun game of 20 Questions. And it was a very one-sided game. I was getting asked a lot of questions. I didn't get to ask any questions, which kind of sucked. But, yeah, so they told me they were going to search my vehicle for drugs and anything, and they asked me if there was anything in there. I said no, because there wasn't. And then and then they said, okay, we're going to do that. And first, just empty your pockets here. So, quote, here's where things get very interesting. I have a little bit of marijuana in my pocket. And obviously I would not try to come into your beautiful, great, free country, United States of America, Sean's land. I wouldn't try to come into your country with this because I'm not an idiot, you know? So hopefully we can, you know, forget about this and I'll just go back to Canada. That'd be great. But no, they didn't like that very much. So they turned into a pack of wild dogs immediately, and, you know, asking me, is there any cocaine in the vehicle? Is there any amphetamines in the vehicle? No. But so they gave me a choice of going to jail for the night and impounding my vehicle, or paying a $500 administration fee.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, you know, it was a lot better than going to jail and getting a criminal record and all that stuff. So I paid the $500 administration fee, which is basically just paying off the fine gentleman at the Department of Homeland Security. And, yeah, so I did that. They let me back, let me back into the Canadian side of town. I got a piece of pizza. It wasn't at Pizza Hut. And then I proceeded to get T-boned into a telephone pole as I was driving through an intersection. and rode off the van that I just bought off my grandpa. Like, literally a month. It was a great van. It was an Oldsmobile Silhouette. It was sleek silver. Like, I could push a button and the door would just open. It was so cool. But that's...
Where is it?
I actually don't remember. That's a great question. It was in the 2000s. Like, maybe 2003. it was like a fresh vehicle, you know? Kind of an old man van, but I enjoyed it. Anyway, so the next day I slept in that van that night because I spent all my money on paying off the border guards and couldn't get a hotel room. So I slept in the van and it was all mangled up, but I actually had a pretty good sleep. The next day I came back to Manitoba like a dog with my tail between my legs and wrote this song on the Greyhound bus. And it's called the Sault Ste. Marie Blues. And Jane, the character Jane in the song is my GPS, the Australian lady that tells you when to turn. Jane. When I pulled into this town, me and Jane, we'd been around playing songs for the people I did meet. Oh, she told me where to go, and she always seems to know. So we took off trying to find a place to eat. Hang a ride on 17B, sweet Jane, she sang to me. But I ran into a wall of American flags. And nestled in my jeans was the drug of choice for teens, a little marijuana in a Ziploc bag. So they slapped on the cuffs, and jail time was their bluff. I walked away with a $500 fine, 'cause it was only 2 grammars, not enough dope for the slammer. So I kept on cruising down the line. Sault Ste. Marie, look what you've done to me. Such a shame that we had to meet this way. I guess I learned my lesson. I suppose I'll count my blessings, but it's safe to say I won't be back again. And when I left the border, my fuse was getting shorter. I went back to the Canadian side of town, hoping things would get better, but the streets were getting wetter, and the Sioux kept on dragging me down. On Wellington and Bruce, that's where all hell broke loose, when a pickup truck ran me into a pole. The truck was fine to drive away, but my van seen better days, so I hung around waiting for a tow. Well, you got me right down low, with no place to go, feeling like a bird without a nest. And these doors won't even close, but it's a shelter, I suppose. So I crawled into my van to catch some rest. Sault Ste. Marie, look what you've done to me. Such a shame that we had to meet this way. I guess I learned my lesson, I suppose I'll count my blessings, but it's safe to say I won't be back again. I've gotta leave this place behind so I can ease my mind, for I've got Manitoba aching in my bones. Went down to the Greyhound station, me and my frustration, saw an old man waiting there alone. He says, hey, my name is Gary and my liver's fat and hairy. Whiskey's the only thing that I've got left, for both my wives are dead and I don't own a bed. Hopped on the dog and headed west. He got off to Thunder Bay, but before we parted ways, he said, sorry all this happened to you, son, but I want you to know that walking's much too slow, and you're trying to leave the Sioux, you better run. Sault Ste. Marie, look what you've done to me. Such a shame that we had to meet this way. I guess I learned my lesson, I suppose I'll count my blessings, but it's safe to say I won't be back again. Oh, Twin City Sioux, all the things that you do, you're driving good people away.
And I guess we learned our lesson. I suppose we'll count our blessings. Maybe me and Gary will return someday. Maybe me and Gary will return someday. Maybe me and Gary will return someday.
So be careful next time driving through Sault Ste. Marie.
So here's a song. It's written from the perspective of one of my best friends.
The Cove.
The Cove, yeah. We call him the safety manager. He always makes sure that we're nice and safe wherever we are. I saved a woman's life once, with a baby in her belly too. You know, I've done a lot of sketchy drugs, but I'm a man of truth. I went down to Toronto, New Year's Eve. High on sketchy drugs, and so he cracked a vial of acid on her and watched her face melt. So I grabbed her by the arm and I pulled her into a bathroom stall. An angel of my own. You know, we're lucky to be living here, even if we live alone. You know, we're lucky to be living here, even if we live alone. You know, we're lucky to be living here, even if we live alone.
And thanks again to Sean Taylor for having us here. It was awesome. Johnny boy. And also to Dieter. Dieter for recording this show, so you guys can enjoy it on the radio station afterwards. Really appreciate it, man. Yeah. This song, so you guys remember Gary that I was talking about in the third verse of the last song, Sault Ste. Marie Blues? I kind of painted him up as somewhat of a comical character in that verse. Gary was a very kind guy, and when I had all my belongings at the Graham bus station, I had like a bunch of guitars and a guitar amp and clothes and all sorts of stuff that I was trying to salvage from my smashed up van. And Gary was a very kind soul, and he helped me carry all my stuff to the Greyhound bus station. And we rode that bus together. He got off of Thunder Bay. I went on to Manitoba. But we shared our life stories on that bus overnight. And his life story was a particularly sad one. He lost both his wives to cancer, and started drinking heavily and lost everything he had. And he didn't have a home. He's just kind of getting out of the Sioux like I was. And the last time I saw him, he was walking towards the Salvation Army in Thunder Bay on a cold day. And he wasn't exactly sure if he was allowed to stay there again because he'd you know, been at the mercy of them a few times before, and he's been kicked out for drinking at that shelter. So, when I got back home to Manitoba, to Oninol, I had a big hole in my heart, and I had to write a song for him, get it out in some way. So, this one's called Gary's Lament. Guess this is what it feels like to be alone. I recall those days when I had a home, a woman to love, someone to take care of. The day she broken heart. So day after day I drank it all away. Now I've got nothing, nothing to my name. One of these days I change my ways, but my heart still burns, and hearts are supposed to burn sometimes. And I hear that the healing about mine.
It's 30 below. I've got nowhere to go. I guess this is what it feels like to be alone. Oh! someone. Come with me, girl, and let's have a some fun. Other day. He said, look here, boy, see what I got, and what are you willing to pay? I said, well, that depends, sir. Can you get me past the doors? He said, don't you worry about that.
You've been listening to Logan McKillop and Mika Ehrenberg performing at a house concert in Haines Junction, Yukon on February the 5th, 2016. A special thanks to Sean for welcoming everyone into his home and for being such a great host. And of course, thank you out there for listening. This show was written and produced by Dieter Gade and brought to you by Junction Arts and Music. I'm Rosemary Buck, reminding you that you can enjoy many more shows from our website, junctionjam.ca. Just click on the Jam Live page. Bye-bye for this time.